helping these guys?
Yeah.
Okay, because you're done.
And Brandon's done.
Brandon's done, but he hasn't been signed off yet, right?
No, he's getting it signed off.
Okay, so once you guys get your blue card signed off, come back and help the other guys.
Can you help me?
Right?
Justin, yeah,
I need
stop
7.
Or slow down.
Hey, you don't need to write down an extra shot.
Justin.
Hey, Joe, help Brad.
7.
All right, this is Ted with the Orange County Transportation doing an audio boo on a beautiful Saturday afternoon in Buena Park at Knott's Berry Farm. And we have more than 400 Boy Scouts here that have been gathered here to learn more about rail safety and earning a new rail safety merit badge. And I've got a gentleman here. Tell me your name and your position with the Boy Scouts.
Sure, I'm Russell Bell, Troop 797 in San Clemente. And we've got about, 15 boys here today.
Okay.
That I'm a scoutmaster.
Uh-huh.
And so they're just having a great time. Okay. I can't believe how much they've learned.
Okay, so can you describe to us what happened over the 5 or 6 hours that you've already been here?
Sure. Well, they did a lot of preparation. They read their merit badge book before they came. That helped out a lot. And then we got to come in before the park opened. They came in here to the dance hall, and they showed them a lot of great information from OCTA about train safety, about safety at railroad crossings especially. And then they've gone around, they rode the train, they have different stations where they learn about railroading, and then they have a workbook here that they have to, they write down all the information that they know. Once they've got it all written down, they'll go to a merit badge counselor who will quiz them on their knowledge, and if they're lacking, sends them away, tells them to go get more information, and if not, he'll sign off on their merit badge card. So we've got it set up so that if one boy gets his merit badge card, it comes back and helps the other boys with whatever they're missing.
Right, so that's a lot of great teamwork and coordination, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, it's great, especially the older, we've got different ages, so the older boys help the younger boys.
And so you're one of the people helping?
I know.
he's one of our more mature boys, yes.
Okay.
Mature in quotations.
Yeah. So, in San Clemente, that's an important area as far as, rail safety,
yeah.
Right? So how important is it to the San Clemente community, rail safety, and then how is it important for you as a father and a scout master?
Well, these boys spend a lot of time at the beach, so, every one of our beaches is impacted by the train. So like North Beach, they just need to know train safety because there's not really a fence between them and the rails. Hold on. Yeah, Nathan.
Ask Joseph. He'll be able to tell you.
Okay. And so, it's critical because most of these guys serve, so they need to know the safety crossing the tracks and stuff like that. Don't go down the rail bed, all that stuff. So there's a lot of good stuff that they had today. Now they're trying to put a quiet zone through San Clemente, which would be great, but that just means they have to be more aware of when the freight trains and the commuter trains are going through.
Do you think it's important for them to also bring this back home and share it with their parents as well as their friends in school?
Well, I think that's just a natural outgrowth. So every time they go to the beach, it's fun because all the different merit badges that they get, they come back and you'll hear them telling their friends, information, not just like because they're know-it-alls, but because, they'll be at the train tracks and say, look, here's what the signals mean, so you better be careful, here's the risks. So, it's just a natural thing. It flows out.
Now, we're looking around the room and it's, filled with people working on the worksheets, scouts helping each other. How does it make you feel as a scoutmaster to see the future of America working together and learning about rail safety as well as working on the merit badges? What does that mean to you?
Well, I love every merit badge they work on. I don't really care about the badge that they get on their bandolo so much as what they learn in the process. So we always try to make certain that they're not getting they're not just getting passed off to get passed off, but it's the information they get in the process. They learn a lot. I mean, it's real-world experience for them.
Right. And is this surprising to you as an organization like OCTA that you would find OCTA people out here engaging with the Boy Scouts?
No, it seems like a natural thing. I mean, what better place? You get these Boy Scouts trained, you got them for life. Then they have their own families. It carries on through the generations.
All right, great. Is there anything else that you want to share with me?
No, I'm really appreciative to everybody that's put this on. It's great for our boys.
Okay, so afterward, are you going to take rides on some of the roller coasters? Or?
I couldn't keep them off. You betcha.
So have a great time, and thank you so much. And it's been a lot of hard work, but now I think you can have a lot of fun now.
Yes,
so thank
absolutely.
You All right, and I'll see you down the beaches of beautiful San Clemente.
Come and visit us.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. What part of Salt Lake?